on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free. I was born free.
All right, same song, new year. Jim Russell here with me. I'm Paul Lavoie. Jim's the co-host, now moved to Monday. I've got you so confused.
I know. It's a new year. It must be a new day for the show.
The co-host. That's what you said when you walked in, huh?
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, it's a new year. Is it Monday or Tuesday? And I had to laugh.
Yeah, is it 11 or 12? We're getting close to getting back to history.
Is it 25 or 26 years, right? Was it 20 years or 25?
No, I think it's more like 25 years.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right.
What? I figure something like 1,000 shows.
For you?
Yeah.
We used to do two a day.
Yes.
Were you in on that, or were you the first hour only?
Early days, both. Later days.
Yeah.
I got some sense.
When I started, which was after Cleverly.
Yes.
It was the second hour on Monday when you were on, was the On the Natural Side.
Oh, yes.
With the health food guys.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Yes.
I love this segment, too.
Herbal
Emporium.
Herbal Emporium?
Yeah.
Was that it?
They're no longer here.
And I was thinking, what did Herbs was a player in that, wasn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, it was Dr. Stan and Richard.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, those were fun times,
that's
right?
That's a long time
ago. It was, and I still remember. It was 2007 when I started in on that. But yeah, this was, man, speaking of time, boy, the time flies when you're
having fun.
When you're playing live music, you know?
Yes.
Think about that.
Playing live
music. You know where we were, right?
No.
At Havasu Landing.
Oh.
New Year's Eve.
Cool. Playing with Black Hat X.
Black Hat X.
Yes.
Little announcement to make. After the show, we decided we're going our separate ways.
Is that like a divorce?
It's not like a Journey song either. In a way, it was a great run.
Long time.
Two county fairs, concerts in the park, numerous gigs. I had no idea doors that would open. They're going to keep the name, and yeah, I'm no longer part of that.
Wow.
So, it's all good, folks. It's all good.
Well, we'll have to have conversation what we do about the boat show and Desert Storm and all of that.
That's not in my wheelhouse anymore.
Unless
I'm doing something else
in that capacity. Maybe,
I have no idea. So anyway, I want to welcome our guest into the show. Nicole Schultz is with us from Vitalant in Las Vegas. And the 4-day Lake Havasu Community Blood Drive starts today. In fact, I believe it's going on right now. It started at 10 o'clock.
It sure did. And thank you so much for having me, Paul. I'm happy to be here and talk about the blood needs in Arizona and also about Vitalant in case people don't know what Vitalant is.
Well,
do we dare
say the old name or not?
I guess for the benefit of your listeners, we can say the old name.
I'll say it. United Blood Services is no longer UBS. It is now Vitalant. So
correct.
It's not talent with an E. It's talent with an A, by the way.
Yes, and we are the nonprofit blood provider for 900 hospitals nationwide, including more than 100 hospitals in Arizona alone.
Wow.
So we're your friendly neighborhood blood provider. is what I like to say. And by what I like to say, I mean I just came up with that right now.
That was pretty good. And that's why you're in marketing.
Yeah, spontaneity counts.
Exactly. What do you expect to accomplish here in Lake Havasu City with this first week of the year, the four-day community drive? It's one of the biggest that you have as far as mobiles go. And what do you expect unit-wise?
So we're hoping to collect just under 300 units of blood, and we need hundreds. That sounds like a lot, right? But
yeah.
We need hundreds of blood donors every day for just patients in Arizona. I think that the patient blood need or blood demand in Arizona is something like 700 units of blood are needed every day for patients in Arizona alone.
Wow.
So we're trying to collect just 300 of those at this Lake Havasu blood drive. So it sounds like a lot, but really, comparatively to how much Arizona needs, it's not that much. This is one of our bigger drives happening across Arizona and also across my region, which is, you know, the Las Vegas region.
Sure, so. Sure. It's 10 o'clock to 6 p.m. tonight. That's the first day. Day two, 9:30 to 6. Day three, Wednesday, is 8:30 to 2. And then where's Thursday? Is 8:30 to 1:30. So that's a lot of blood draws right there.
It is. There's a lot of opportunity for people to give. But also, if for whatever reason that those days or times don't work, I also always encourage people to just visit us on our website, which is vitalent.org. So I'm going to spell it out for your listeners. Mm-hmm. It's vitalant.org. And then there's a button right on the homepage that says ready to donate. And they can just type in their zip code and they can find a location to donate near them, whether that's a mobile drive or like a community drive or a draw a site near them. So there's tons of different ways to donate, and if they can't make it to Lake Havasu, which we sure hope they can, so we can make that 300 unit goal, there's plenty of other ways to give.
Go ahead, Jim.
I was just going to say that it seems alarming when you say that there's a 700 unit need per day in Arizona, and if you make your target here, you'll only get 300 units. Is there a horrific shortfall in blood available for Arizona?
No, and I don't want you to think that, and I don't want people to be scared, Jim.
Okay.
No.
I was getting worried.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Scaring off my guest. The thing is that you know, the people at Vitalant are working really hard day in and day out to recruit donors across the country, right? You know, so this is not the only blood drive. This Lake Havasu City blood drive is not the only blood drive that's happening. You know, it's a very big one. It's a very important one, but it's not the only blood drive.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what I really want to stress is that it is important for people to go out and donate at whichever blood drive, you know, they can or they choose, because you know, we have people at Vitalant who are working really hard to recruit donors and to draw blood, but we need the donors to be showing up on a consistent basis,
mm-hmm.
because if we don't, then that's where we run into a problem, if we don't have donors. When I first started working at Vitalant, something that really stood out to me was someone mentioned that, you know, there's no replacement for human blood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if someone needs a transfusion, there's no alternative. I can't infuse you with, I don't know, water to make up for a shortage of blood. You need blood, human blood, if you need a transfusion. So, don't worry, Jim. Everything is okay. But we do need donors to show up and donate so that we don't have problems.
Yeah, contrary to what HBO will tell you with the show True Blood, there is no fake blood. That's a good point. There are two other drives this week that are not in Lake Havasu City, two that are in Laughlin, and one is at Laughlin High School, and that is on Wednesday from 9 to 1, and then on Friday, the Tropicana Laughlin also has a drive, and then the week after that, a week from Friday, would be the Laughlin Library. So there's quite a few drives in the area. Just go to Facebook.com and look for KNTR Talk. A whole list of them, from Quartzsite to Golden Valley to Kingman, Bullhead City. Yeah, everywhere, even Havasu. So that's where I'm looking right now to get those dates. Cheating.
No, I love it. I really appreciate you making that information so readily available. And, you know, I don't know how long we have. I have with you, but how long do I have? Do I have some time to tell people about, you know, what it's like to give?
Yeah, absolutely. Like give I'll let you go at about 12. I'll let you go at about 11:30 your time.
Okay, great. Because, you know, I think a lot of people think about, I think people take a blood for granted almost. They just assume that it's going to be there when they need it. Mm-hmm. So they don't, you know, they don't really think about the process of what it would be like to give blood, just in case it's needed for, you know, a rainy day. I don't know, like to give back, I guess.
Okay.
Is what I'm trying to say. So I want to talk about what it's like to give blood, so that people are aware that it's a lot easier, a lot simpler than they would think. So the qualifications for donating blood. Most people are eligible. The eligibility requirements do change, not frequently, but they do change, and I think that they become more inclusive. For example, there used to be some restrictions against, like, getting tattooed, like you had to wait a certain amount of time after getting a tattoo, but
right.
Now that requirement has changed quite significantly, and if you get your tattoo from a reputable establishment, you don't have to wait to donate.
Oh, nice.
Blood.
Okay. That's really important, too, with the proliferation of tattoos, myself not included, but that's good to know.
Yeah, it is, and so I think it's always important to it's just really important to know that most people can donate blood. You need to be at least 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
If you're under 18, though, you do need a parent's permission. And then you need to be at least 110 pounds and in general good health. Before you donate, we really encourage people to eat like a good, hearty, low-fat meal. And drink plenty of water and get a good night's sleep. And that's just for your, you know, for your own safety. So you don't feel any like side effects of blood donation, which just would be maybe like a little bit of dizziness.
Right.
But again, eating your low fat meal, drinking your water and getting a good night's sleep should really help to alleviate that.
Yeah. I like to think of it as you're not going like you fast before you, give blood to your doctor for a panel,
a blood test,
but no, you do the opposite. Eat.
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen people that don't eat and what happens to them when they give blood. So you don't want to be that person.
How long does the process take?
What a great question, Jim. So the entire process from check-in to check-out is about an hour. So really fast.
Yeah.
Great. But the process of actually giving blood is only 20 minutes.
Wow.
Easy.
Nice.
Right? Yeah, and then we encourage donors. Well, you need to bring. We don't encourage donors. You must bring your ID, a photo ID. And then a list of medications just makes it easier for our staff to kind of identify whether or not you are eligible to donate. But again, like I said, just because you're taking a medication, it does not make you ineligible to donate. Some people think like antidepressants or SSRIs or things like that might make you ineligible, but it doesn't.
What does,
again, yeah, what
like a recent cancer diagnosis, for example, is that for life or is that just recent?
You know, I don't want to give you any incorrect.
Okay.
Information.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Just because sometimes there are like those little nuances and things that change every so often. And yeah, I would just tell donors to visit vitalent.org/eligibility. And they can check there before going in if they're really curious. But really, honestly, I would just encourage most people to just show up at a drive, and then the donor care staff there will work with you to tell you if you're eligible or not. But the thing is, at the end of the day, most people really are eligible.
Oh, that's good. Very true. Now, what about travel restrictions? Are there certain parts of the globe, like, say, certain parts of Mexico or, I don't know, any country, Venezuela, for example, would those be off limits, but not for life, right? That's only for a certain period?
So most travel is actually acceptable. There are certain countries and popular travel destinations that are malaria risk areas.
Right.
So if you've traveled to those areas, we ask that you wait 3 months before you donate, typically. Again, if you have other questions about eligibility and travel eligibility, you can visit the vitalant.org website/eligibility. We also have an 800 number that you can call with more specific information. But again, like that's pretty simple and straightforward, right?
Right.
It's just, you know, if you visited a country where there's a malaria risk,
mm-hmm. or it might
wait
be
a little while.
Makes sense.
There might be a certain way they irrigate their fields, even, you know, to where they use non-potable water, mm-hmm. But it's sprayed into the air type thing. So, anyway, I thought blood, sweat, and tears was a perfect natural. To
yes,
go with
yes.
this first show of the year. And not to say that we're going to play Blood, Sweat, and Tears the whole show, because we've got Mark coming on. Mark Curry from Just for Fun Power Sports is going to give you some news that I don't think you know yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Nicole Schultz is with us right now from Vitalant. She's calling in from Las Vegas. And just to remind everybody, the 4-day Lake Havasu Community Blood Drive is going on right now, 10 a.m. 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., go to vitalant.org, make your reservation, and you can also pre-board there, too. I think we could talk about that when we come back, right, Nicole?
Oh, yes. I don't know what you mean by pre-board.
Pre-board, I don't know what they call it.
Whatever you want, Paul.
You do the questionnaire instead of having to go 15 minutes early and do all that and get held up. They just bring you right in because you're already in the system. So
yes, of course.
Let's talk about that a little bit when we come back. And maybe some other incentives to give blood. Do you guys have those too?
Yes, we do. And we can also talk about who your blood helps.
I thought so. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, you might get that from the doctor that says, hey, you came in for a heart attack, but you used this many units of blood. And you go, I did?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Got some new sponsors to tell you about, too. When we come back, I'm Paul Lavoie, along with Brother Jim Russell. And Nicole Schultz is our guest.
Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel fly. Child born in this world, carry on, carry on.
All right, little Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I love, love, love that song.
Very cool.
They're very, very, very talented, by the way. You almost don't know where to put them when it comes to rock radio, you know what I mean? Well, back in the day, I guess they didn't. So, but they got played quite a bit, you mm-hmm. know, on all the AMs. Back then.
In the old days.
Just started over again, too. All right. So there you go. When I Die, and When I Die is the name of the song. Speak Out, broadcasting from the City Maytag Speak Out kitchen with a toy sink.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Yes,
right
indeed.
Right above your head.
Battery powered.
If she ever puts water in it and that kind of thing, we could create
dangerous.
A waterfall right next to you, Jim. All right. Find City Maytag, 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Also brought to you by Mojave Mortgage, by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Mojave Electric Cooperative. Also Just Meats, TWN Fiber Internet, by Salmon's Air Conditioning. Perkins in Bullhead City. You ever try Perkins?
Oh,
the restaurant.
The restaurant,
yes. Good stuff.
Yes,
gotta have
very
their,
good.
Got to have their pie. Me, oh my. Everybody loves pie. Springberg Wealth Management. by Blonzy Steakhouse, North London Bridge Road, and by A&B Propane, abpropaneaz.com. And we have communications manager Nicole Schultz still on the line, and she's from Vitalant. And I wanted to talk about the incentives. What incentives do you have to give blood, besides the cookies and the drinks?
And the community service involved.
Yes, there is that part. There is that part.
Jim, thank you so much for saying that. Yes, you save lives. That's the main thing that we want to stress to people. And also, I'm looking at the time. I have 1 minute and so much to say.
You're fine.
So the benefits of donating blood, obviously, you can find out your blood type. You get a free mini physical. You know, you get your cholesterol checked. You save lives. There's a huge community impact. But, you know, some people really want a thing, you know, and so Vitalant is doing the, I believe we call it the 26 and 26 giveaway. So nationally, if you are opted into our Vitalant Donor Rewards program, you have a chance to win a $500 gift card redeemable through the Vitalant Donor Rewards like online store. And 26 donors will win across the country. But also a little more niche and specific to the Lake Havasu Blood Drive. As a thank you for giving, donors are entered into a drawing for a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway at London Bridge Resort, which includes your accommodations, a $50 gift certificate to Martini Bay, and 2 Bridgewater Links golf course passes, all courtesy of London Bridge Resort.
Mm-hmm.
So
cool.
So, you know, for whatever reason you're donating, we appreciate it.
So it's really easy, folks. Just go to Vitalant, Vitalant.org, and either create an account or sign into your account and make an appointment for the next 4 days, one of the next 4 days.
Yeah.
Go in and donate, because they're expecting, hopefully, 300 units to come from this drive. It's one of the bigger drives in the region, from what I understand.
It is. And you mentioned this a little bit before we took a break, but if you want to make the process even easier on yourself, you can complete your fast-track health history before you even head to your appointment. You'll just be answering the questions that they would typically ask you in the little private booth area at the drive online on your own time with a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or whatever you like at home in the privacy of your home before you get to the drive. And it just, you know, saves you time. So you can do that on the website, the Vitalant website, or on the app. So if you want to save time, I know you asked about that, Paul, so yeah. I wanted to make sure your listeners know.
I used the official HR term. I think it was onboarding.
Oh, very cool.
I love it.
Fast track.
Whatever you want to call it.
Fast track. Then, perfect.
And I know that I have to get off the
yes.
air, but I want to leave listeners with this. You know, when you donate blood, blood donation is for everyone. You know, you could be helping a cancer patient. You could be helping someone who was in a severe automobile accident. You could be helping a mother who had complications after birth. And really, we need blood constantly stocked on hospital shelves, because it's the blood that is already on hospital shelves that helps during an emergency. So please get out there and donate blood at the Lake Havasu Blood Drive, which is happening today through Thursday, or, you know, make an appointment for another time that is convenient for you by visiting Vitalant.org.
All right, perfect. Again, the Lake Havasu Blood Drive, community blood
Very
drive,
good. Yes.
today through
yes.
Thursday.
And thanks to you for doing this great work, helping the community.
Right. And as such, a little blood, sweat, and tears, right? As we go to break. And, yeah, you've made me so very happy. Nicole, you've made me happy for being the first guest of 2026. I wrote it as 2025. Can you believe that? I've already done five logs for this year, and I did it as 2025. Go figure.
It happened.
Nicole Schultz, communication manager for Vitalant. Don't be a stranger, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Paul and Jim.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right. Guess who's on deck?
It looks Looks like people we know.
People we know. People with boats. I went out on a boat Saturday.
In Havasu, boating? No.
I did. I went fishing, Mark, and you weren't there.
We'll talk about fishing later. last part of our visit today, we've got thoughts for you. We'll share some ideas.
They were small.
We'll fix that.
On the other side of Riviera, Havasu Riviera, California side.
We'll fix it. Is this like a teaser?
It's a teaser. We're going to talk about Just for Fun Power Sports, right?
And then fishing.
Yeah. All right. Back with more in a moment. Brother Jim Russell, my guest, and of course, Mark is coming on, Mark Curry, and you brought a guest with you.
Jason Stolting.
All right. We'll meet Jason when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out.
But it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull. It can buy me a Yeti 110 ice down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say. Money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so. But it can buy me a boat.
Where would I buy a boat in this town?
You know, there's a lot of boat dealers. Yeah, there's a lot of boat dealers here.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about one key one today.
Gotcha. Paul Lavoie back with you with Brother Jim Russell. That's Mark Curry. And Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair. Also, Laughlin Ranch by Dorita's Place. The Lewis Team with Bobby and Julie Lewis. And Legacy Rehab and Care, of course, in Bullhead City. And, you know, when we talk about buying boats, buying anything, buy local or what, Jim? It's buy local.
Yes.
Buy local if you don't buy local. Right?
Right.
How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic.
Yeah? How's Michelle?
I know. I was just waiting. Michelle's fantastic.
You were waiting for that,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. We just ended a very, very, very good year for our company.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was started out gangbusters, slowed down a little bit, tough to compete with Santa Claus, but because we'd had such a good year building up to that, we're very pleased with what took place.
Tough to compete with Santa Claus.
December's a tough month in the boat business.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I see. It's just tough. You know, people are, especially our winter residents that come in, they come in before Thanksgiving. A lot of them get set up, and then they leave for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they're back. As a matter of fact, Friday, well, actually this morning, we had some folks from Wyoming come in and buy a little fishing pontoon from us that they looked at last week.
Uh-huh.
And they buy the small stuff because they like to take it home with them when they leave.
Very good.
Gotcha. Yeah. What do you think your best month is?
Well, it's May because
I was going to say April.
Well, we have the April boat show, which is a rock star thing for us, and then a lot of those roll over to the following month for delivery because it's mid month.
Why don't you introduce who you brought in,
ladies and gentlemen? I am proud to announce sitting with me is a gentleman by the name of Jason Stolting.
Mm-hmm. Pleasure.
Jason and I go back. We started out really as fishing partners. Fishing bass tournaments together.
Wow.
Team tournaments.
I could see why. He showed me a picture from this morning.
A big striper.
A big one.
25
comes up
pounds.
To my waist at least. I mean, that's not saying much. But.
I don't think he caught it.
No, it wasn't me.
Oh, was it?
It was a buddy of his.
Yeah. Oh, was it? Yeah.
Not to take anything away, Jason, but I heard you say that you didn't catch it.
Yeah, I got
how many pounds was that, you think?
That fish was probably pushing 30.
Woo! Wow.
It's a big one.
Yeah. Man.
Wow.
A lot of fillets.
I don't know, man. I'd feel guilty about pulling that out of the lake. Yeah. You know,
I'm
and
pretty
cooking
sure.
it and cooking
yeah.
it.
I'm yeah. pretty sure it went back in.
Yeah. After the photos. Say. So you are the working partner.
Yes.
Now, what exactly does that mean?
Basically, I have a percentage of ownership in the company.
For Just for Fun Power Sports.
Correct.
Okay.
My position at the company is... I'm basically a student. I really am. I'm a student, and Mark has been my mentor.
You're a sponge.
I am. I am.
Nice.
He's got the big corner office now.
And, oh, he does.
Yeah, I would really.
Michelle doesn't.
Well, Michelle's got a bigger office than I do. Yeah. But my plan and how I met Jason again is we fished bass tournaments together. He ended up becoming part of our pro staff.
Yep.
And. You listen to him talk. You listen to him talk to people. You could tell that he was a sales personality, mm-hmm. which you really need to have. And so the mentoring part he's talking about is more of the business operations. He's got the skill set with the folks.
Uh-huh.
He has no problem with that. And he's young. He's young. I mean, I'm old enough to retire. I am drawing. I know this is going to shock you, Paul, but I'm drawing Social Security.
Really?
Easy. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And
well, you know, if you get rid of this stuff on the face.
Michelle says if I shave it off, we're done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's
the ultimatum,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. She gave
Dang.
Me. She called me out. So Jason is the future for Just for Fun. Him and his wife, Amanda, who if you were going to pick the perfect family, boating family, that you want to talk to about your making memories, enjoying this beautiful lake that we've got, you just met them.
Oh, great.
Nice.
Jason, his wife Amanda, who's just a 10, two daughters that we all wish we had daughters like these two daughters.
Okay.
Okay. They fish. I mean, they, yeah, they hunt.
Yeah. They do.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
Yeah. And they hunt? What do they hunt for?
Well, this year was supposed to have been our first hunt officially, but my oldest expressed interest in hunting. So last year she went through hunter's ed. We were supposed to go to Texas actually last week, but a family emergency happened with my buddy that lives in Texas, so we couldn't go. But there's always next season.
They hunt a lot of what javelina in Texas, don't they?
Well, we're doing wild hogs. We're doing white-tailed deer.
Right.
Exotics, if you want.
Wow. Yeah. It's a whole...
It's a deal.
Another planet over there.
It's a deal.
It is. Plus, it's prairie, a lot of it, right?
I love Texas. There's a lot of brush. Uh-huh. A lot of brush in Texas. But, yeah, that's a whole different animal.
Right, right, right. So, which direction did we want to go now? Mark, are you retiring then? You said you're old enough for retirement.
I'm not leaving. And we've had a lot of folks come in. Our customers come in and say, no.
Oh, because they heard the commercial.
They heard the commercial. It was in some print.
On KJJJ.
I'm not walking away. Like Jason says, there is no way I'm ever going to keep you from working a boat show. And he's right. I'll be in a wheelchair. Okay. And but what I'll be doing, really committing to, other than continuing to grow Jason into the position of ownership, is I want to sell boats because I love it. And then the financing, which has gotten fantastic, by the way. It's probably
really?
Rates are down like they used to be.
Oh, glad to hear
it. Oh, yeah. It's a great thing. And I enjoy doing that because we don't have a finance manager. That's somebody that's paid to try to take advantage of the customer. we don't do that here. I mean, we tell our banks, if you want to mess with the numbers, you can put an office right over in that corner and we'll just introduce them to you. But we've got 14 lenders. We got really somebody from everybody.
Right. Absolutely.
Gosh,
and rates have come down to where if people come out and see us, they are going to be very, very pleased with the brands we sell.
Correct.
The way our business model is set up, because Michelle and I have always said we're truly a mom and pop company.
Yeah.
We want to sell somebody a boat and then sell them another one in 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in order to do that, you have to give them a good deal on the first one.
Sure.
And it happens all the time. We get people coming in. We've got a couple of 3-year-old Suncatcher Tritunes in stock right now. No way they ever thought that they could trade. Their boats are worth now used a little less than they paid for it.
Sure.
Cash.
Not like a car, though, where it depreciates just drastically that first year.
I guess so, but you know, your girl Michelle just got a new Toyota, and they reached out to her and said, hey, what if we could do this? And I go...
They did
That's
the same,
a good deal.
They did the same thing to me.
Yeah.
They want your used car
right
now. It's like, wait a minute. Let me drive this thing for a minute.
They're paying gold money for these things.
Right.
So that's been our business model forever. And our jingle that Steve actually helped us get out at Company Minneapolis
Just for Fun Power Sports,
is family owned and value priced.
Uh-huh.
I want everybody in Havasu, everybody that can hear us right now, to understand I'm not really going anywhere, but I do want to play more golf.
Uh-huh.
I do
want to fish.
I want to fish more. Right?
I'm like,
and
I want him to fish more.
He's an accomplished fisherman. Man.
Get out of my office. Go fishing.
Yeah. But in order for that to happen, Jason's going to – I'm not going anywhere. I want everybody to know. Okay.
Neither is Michelle.
She's the reason I'm not going anywhere right away.
Ah.
You marry a younger woman, you got to work until they're old enough. Yeah.
Okay.
But and then we're still family owned. It's just going to be another fantastic family.
How cool.
That's really right. What it is.
What do people need to know before they buy a boat? In other words, a lot of people go and they get a boat, and it's immediately not enough boat for them, right?
Yes and no.
Okay, yeah. How so? I've heard that. So how do you dispel that?
Well, the first part of selling a boat, really, besides the introduction, is asking the right questions to land a customer on a boat that is going to fit all of their requirements.
Okay.
If you don't do that, you've done a disservice to the customer and you've done a disservice to yourself. Because now, if that boat gets sold to that customer, they don't like it later, you better have put them in that boat right, because then they will not be able to get rid of it as easy.
Sure.
You know, you can really mess things up right, that way. Right. But back to the whole depreciation thing and how we sell boats, we don't have an emotional attachment to our boats. I'll sell you a boat. I'll give you the best deal I can, and I'll order another one.
Okay. Yeah, I know people that are attached to cars like that. Like,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
No, it's a car, man. Go get another one.
Yeah, no, it's not us. But landing a person on the right boat is number one. I want to make sure that they go out, they have the boat that they want, all the necessities, the needs,
and
everything to
service,
make them,
right?
Absolutely.
That's important.
Sales customers, I want all my sales customers to turn into service customers. And then from there, if they ever want to get rid of their boat, I want them to turn back into a sales customer. So we just talked about it earlier. I don't want to sell a customer one boat. I want to sell a customer two or three boats.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I have to set them up properly for future purchases.
Jason, what brands do you sell? What are?
So we do carry Suncatcher pontoons. We we carry Viaggio pontoons, tritunes. We have Landau. We have Dockside now, which is a new product from Forest River. And then we have the fish boats. So we have Skeeter bass boats. We carry G3 aluminum fish boats and aluminum deep V angler boats.
Boy, something for everybody.
We have a lot. We have a lot to choose from.
I think people would be shocked if they knew that they could buy a 22-foot tritune with a 150-horse Suzuki that has a 6-year warranty on the engine, lifetime warranty on the pontoons, for $51,700. Boat, motor, trailer, the whole package. And it's because we choose to do it.
Yeah.
We want to do as much volume. And then that customer comes in and they find out that their payment is only $350 a month. Because they think cars. They think, well, my car payment's so big.
Yeah,
not the same. These are simple interest notes. They stretch them out if you choose. Okay, you can add money to the pay.
How long do they stretch out for now?
Depends on the amount financed.
Okay.
I mean, if somebody buys a $50,000 financed boat, they will get approved for 20 years simple interest. But it's simple interest. So all of a sudden they're going, well, what's the payment? Oh, shoot. That's half of what I thought it was going to be. Good.
Gosh.
Make your payment, and next month, if you want to double it, go ahead. Everything except for the actual payment goes straight to the principal. So you end up buying it down quicker, and with the rates dropping like they have, I'm telling you, Jason and I, we just, if people would just come talk to us, they'll be blown away.
Yeah, right.
Because of our pricing philosophy and the low rates. If they've got a trade, we want trades. And sometimes they come in and they say, well, I'm going to sell it myself. I say, okay, well, make sure you get this for it, because in Arizona, you get a tax credit for the trade.
Wow.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. So if you can't get 7.6% more for it, selling it yourself, trade it in.
Yeah.
So, no, we got the right brands, and we have different levels, too. I mean, like Jason mentioned, we've got the Suncatcher, but they've got 3 price points. We've got Viaggio. They've got actually...
Four
price points from the Chevrolet entry level.
Yeah, that's got the Cadillac, right?
All the way up to the Mercedes. Up to the best. Yeah. But you don't have to.
Yeah, Viaggio is a really good name,
It's a very, very nice boat. They've been around 37, 38 years.
What are they powered by? Yamaha?
Suzuki now.
Okay.
You can get anything on them. Okay. Mm-hmm. They've been using Mercury, but now with Suzuki again, they're performing. Matter of fact, we sold the one.
Yeah, Suzuki's now making an outboard up to a 350 horsepower with counter-rotating dual props.
Mm. Whoa.
Personally, I've always been a Yamaha guy. I love Mercuries and how they perform. Uh-huh. Suzuki definitely stepped up the game. We did a photo shoot with Viaggio a few weeks ago, and I was in the photo shoot with my family on a boat with a 350 Suzuki, and it was the best hole shot I've ever experienced on any boat I've ever been on, and I've been on a lot of boats.
Wow.
It was phenomenal. You know,
and it is really great to hear you talk so comfortably about financing. It wasn't terribly long ago in the boating world, there wasn't financing.
It was, you know, all they kept doing was moving the goalpost. Okay. Yeah. You know, you were a pre-approval 6 months ago, but now I need your firstborn child. I need proof of this, proof of that. The gloves are off. The banks are now wanting the boat customer's business
again.
That's
great.
And with our pricing philosophy, you don't have to come out of pocket with a lot of money because we're helping with that.
Well, I remember when, you know, the Biden administration took over, gas prices went just sky high. I know Jim remembers from filling those diesel tanks, right?
Sure.
And that was tough on your business, right? Have you recovered?
Yeah. We are using, I guess I can name the station, we like ethanol-free fuel. Okay. No outboards like ethanol. So we sell two different ethanol treatments. Okay.
Okay.
We do something that I'm not going to say it sets us apart, but when people leave with their new boat, it's got almost a full tank of fuel.
Wow, nice.
Because now we tell them, look, you've
got to do a test ride.
Can you? We don't like putting fuel into them until after they're sold.
Okay.
Because even though it's ethanol free, okay. Plus, our lake water is so hard. You put a boat on the water for an hour, you're going to have black stripes on the logs.
Yep. Gotcha.
Okay. But we talk. The only thing we've ever had people complain about is you guys undersold this. You told me it was going to do this, and it goes a lot better than that.
Oh, cool.
You
know, yeah.
These new outboards, a 22-foot Tritune, Suncatcher Tritune with a Yamaha 250. Is a 50-mile-an-hour Tritune.
Wow.
Sure it is.
And the kid, they always go, well, can I pull a skier? 50 miles an hour?
50 mile an hour? Yeah.
How about those tubes? Let's get them out there.
You might back off a quarter, right?
Right.
That's
right.
Yeah, that's a fast ski.
We had a great year. We've got the best shop. We'll tow off with any pick. Three counties. We get everybody from Vegas. They all come to us.
For service?
All of it. Yeah. And we fish.
Yeah.
And so these, you know, we have these bass tournaments.
You were going to go there.
No, but we have these bass tournaments, and we know what it's like to be out practicing and have our trolling motor stop working.
You don't get your money back.
Yeah.
You have to end up sharing a boat with somebody else. We've worked till midnight getting guys on the water for their bass tournaments. That word of mouth spread.
Awesome.
So we got them from Vegas. We got them from, well, obviously all the Colorado River lakes. Are you getting ready to leave? It looks like you're trying to shut me off.
No. A couple minutes.
Will you let me know?
I work one step ahead.
What will you do? How will I know?
When it goes dark in there.
Yeah. Last call.
I'll play you off like the Oscars.
You'll hear music. Piano music.
I'll give you a hint. You'll hear Brad Paisley.
I like Brad Paisley.
There you go.
Good. Yeah.
So when's the next tournament for you?
I was actually going to talk to you about this yesterday when we drove.
Got a couple minutes.
Yeah, we were driving to Sam's Club yesterday, and I was going to talk to him about this. And I think we should probably look into the next team trail and see if we can get into one.
Okay.
Yeah. We do good together because it's fun, first of all. you know what a backlash is on a reel? Where you cast and it blows up on
the line? Yeah.
We have decided now that when we get in the boat, we go ahead and just backlash both of our reels. Because very soon, we're going to hit rods on a cast, and they're going to blow up. So let's get it out of the way.
Yeah. I went to high school with a guy. I actually played on the same soccer team with a guy who's now a professional bass fisherman, Alan Zamora. He's from Vegas.
I know that name.
You probably do.
Yeah.
He does quite well.
Before we get too far into the music here, how do people get a hold of you and get their boat started?
Well, you can. We're between Bash's and Tavern 95. Okay. Phone number is 928-733-6016. If you come by the store, Jason and I will give you a card. Our cell phone numbers are on the card. 24/7. We've got calls.
Oh, cool.
And saved a lot of weekends.
Oh, very
nice.
Good.
Is that music I hear?
It's I'm Gonna Miss Her. I love that song.
So we should take a breath right now?
The wife said flickering.
The wife said no fishing, and he said, well, I'm going to miss
you.
That's it. All right. I hope you got to get out this weekend because Saturday, man, it was like glass out there.
It was nice.
10, 11 o'clock.
It was nice.
Smooth, man. Real smooth.
Even in the rain, it was nice. It was pouring.
We didn't do the rain. So,
I did, and it was epic.
All right, guys. Thanks for being here. Again, it's Mark Curry, Just for Fun Power Sports, along with Jason Stalting. He is a working partner, soon to be owner.
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait.
I bet you can't. Win. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Mark. We'll be back with a final shot in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
There's a chance that if I hurry, I could beg her to stay. Gonna miss her when I get home.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. Jim, we have a new segment tomorrow.
Yes. What is that?
Pretty new. Well, it's called the Girl Power Hour.
Oh, my.
It is real estate. But it's with the girls. I get to sit in with the girls, man. Closer K and Super Sarah are going to be on the show tomorrow. It's going to be good. It's going to be the maiden voyage. You like that?
Oh,
no pun intended.
Yes.
All right. We'll have the Girl Power Hour tomorrow. It's going to be all about real estate. And then, of course, the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show with Dan DeLosantos on Wednesday. Jim, we're out of time.
Yeah.
All right.
Time flies.
Hannity's up next. Stay tuned for Karate Man on KNTR Talk.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.